Hello, my name is Charlie Timms, and we're here again for another Demos podcast. I'm joined today by Simon Parker, who is the head of public services here at Demos, and Sophia Parker, who is a one-time researcher and now Demos associate. And they are going to be talking about a collection of essays which are published this week about innovation in public service delivery, and it's called Unlocking Innovation, Why Citizens Hold the Key to Public Service Reform. So innovation is one of these terms that we hear on an almost daily basis. Who could disagree that we need to be more innovative, especially in the design of our public services? But why are we publishing this collection about innovation now? And what distinguishes it from what everybody else is saying about innovation?
Although government is saying that we need innovation and it's very important, I think our view, Simon and I were talking about this, felt that actually government is still talking about a very particular kind of innovation. And in this pamphlet, we make the case for a slightly different understanding of what innovation, what kinds of innovation matter. I can come on to what kind we think matters in a minute, but just in terms of the sort of innovation that government seems to be talking about quite a lot at the moment. You can see innovation being understood as something that happens in R&D labs. Innovation is something that is related to science. I think you also see in government this idea that innovation comes from technology and technological change. The idea of e-government was around 10 years ago and is still very much there as part of the way government understands innovation. And I think finally you also see government talking about innovation in relation to services as they exist now. So, you know, how do we kind of come across an operational innovation that improves in existing services, for example, the health system, our hospitals, the NHS, or our schools. In this collection, what we're saying is we need a different kind of innovation to all of those sorts of innovation. We need an innovation that actually starts with people and their needs and interests. We need a kind of innovation that focuses on the outcomes we want to achieve rather than pre-existing services or processes. And we need a form of innovation that, I guess, begins with the interactions between people and services rather than the internal workings of those services alone.
So that sounds great, innovation that starts with people. What does that look like, Simon?
Well, I think there are some really interesting examples of that in the collection itself. I mean, at the front line, there's a really fascinating example in there by a guy called Simon Duffy, who runs a social enterprise called In Control. And In Control is really about helping people get hold of the money that would otherwise go into their social care budget. So it's basically about giving them their own budget. And then In Control works with those people to help them design their own package of care, bringing in their families, potentially their friends, and actually bringing their own energy and their own potential to the party. And, you know, what's fascinating about that in some of the cases that we've looked at and some of the cases that In Control's managed is that, you know, one of the first things that people do if they're in something like residential care, they get their own budget, they find ways to lead more independent lives. They move out, they get help from families, they lead better lives because they're being put, as the name suggests, in control of the service they receive. But it doesn't just work at that level. I mean, there's an example in the book from Hammersmith and Fulham Council where basically they used customer insight data at quite a big level to redesign the way that they did customer contact. So basically now if you want to just do a transactional service to sort your council tax out, it's really easy to do that. You just phone up and they'll do it quickly and easily. If you need a more in-depth service, then they focused on joining up and providing really high-quality face-to-face contact at the front line. So basically different people are able to get into council services in the ways they need to.
Yeah, and just if I can add to that as well, I think, I mean, one of the things we tried to do with this collection is say, you know, we need a kind of innovation that, as you say, Charlie, starts with people. And what we've tried to do with the essays that we commissioned is show what that means at different levels of the system. Because although we're saying we need innovations that start with people and start at that interface between services and people, we're also saying that if that's the case, if that's the innovation that really is going to bring about, you know, genuinely transform services, then actually that has a whole set of implications for how different bits of the system operate, whether that's local councils, whether that's frontline professionals, as in the case of In Control that Simon's just mentioned, but actually also, as is the case for central government and the kind of operating system, sort of technology and so on that surrounds it. So I think one of the things we try to do with the collection is illustrate how innovation that starts with people has kind of knock-on effects across the whole system of public services.
Yeah, and it's really striking that actually to allow some of this stuff to happen at the front line, you do have to have changes that aren't necessarily about structures, but are certainly about attitudes and approaches all the way through the system, from the bottom to the top. And probably the biggest one, to borrow one of Sophia's phrases, is that government's culture is really to spend about 80% of its time doing things and about 20% of the time trying to understand the problems it seeks to address. And actually, if we got a better balance there, what you'd see is government at all levels spending more time using a wider range of evidence and particularly looking at people's experiences of their lives and services. And if they understood the problems they're trying to tackle better, they might come up with quite different solutions.
Hello, my name's Charlie Timms. I'm discussing Unlocking Innovation, Why Citizens Hold the Key to Public Service Reform, with Simon Parker and Sophia Parker. It's a collection, it's published this week. Don't people pay their taxes and expect their services to be provided to them? I mean, the subtitle of this is Why Citizens Hold the Key to Public Services. I'd say, you know, a large portion of citizens can't even be asked to pick the key up, let alone hold it. How does the role of people have to change, and why are they going to change to be involved in the delivery of more sort of innovative public services?
Well, it's a fair enough question, Charlie. You're right, like, most of us can't be bothered to sit around in drafty school halls on Thursday nights telling people how to improve their services. It's not our job, it's not what we're paid to do as citizens. Actually, one of the interesting points that we make in a couple of essays in the collection, I think, is that this isn't about working with everyone to do everything. A lead user is someone who is really pushing a product to do something it wasn't supposed to do. And it's those people whose energies and insights you need to harness. And interestingly, it's often those people who are most desperate to give that information and insight back, because they've seen how things could be and they would like it to be like that for everyone.
It's also important to put the participation elements of this approach to innovation in context. You know, we are clearly not saying everyone participating all the time. That's just unrealistic. But in services like social care, like education, you know, we already do co-produce those services. People are already involved. So the point is, well, I mean, in social care, people are involved in taking forward assessments of their own needs. There's a certain element of self-care. People are always supported by the family. So the point is to recognise and use that within public services and to tailor it more to need. So it's firstly to say that, you know, participation is something that will happen most in particular services and often in very personal ones, you know, like those education services, like social care. But then you also need to understand that, I think, participation happens in a variety of ways. The Hammersmith and Fulham example didn't involve lots of people coming together to redesign a service. What it involved was a kind of a passive form of participation, in which actually what the council did was use really good data about the people it was serving to design services around their needs. And the point is that, yes, people do pay their services and just want the government to get on with it. But actually, when the government gets on with it, often it doesn't provide exactly what people want. So you do need to find those points of contact.
Okay, so this is a collection, not a pamphlet. But it sounds, from what you're saying, is that there is an emerging narrative coming out of it. So what kinds of things are you recommending in this collection? What are the kind of policy pressure points? Because the analysis seems to be quite all-encompassing.
Mm. Well, I mean, I think what we talk about is a series of shifts that we believe need to take place. As Simon was saying earlier, innovation is as much about cultures and attitudes as it is about activity and so on. The first of those is to move from innovation focused on process to innovation focused on outcomes. That's very much what Simon Duffy does with In Control. It starts with what kind of life do people want to lead, and then from there start to design the services. You need to shift from a sense of innovation being scientific to a sense that actually it's people and citizens that actually hold the insights and ideas that constitute the beginnings of innovation. You need to move from innovation around solutions, where actually you assume, you know, well, there are a set of fixed parameters of the service and all we need to do is innovate in the solution, and actually focus about innovation around problems. Lastly, you need to think about innovations that grow out of the interactions between people and services rather than just looking at the internal workings of that service.
Unlocking innovation, why citizens hold the key to public service reform, can be downloaded for free from the Demos website, or if you want to buy a copy, it's priced at £10. Probably they're all £10, aren't they? And you can get a copy by calling Central Books, who are our book distributor, on 0208 986 5488. Okay, so I've been talking to Simon Parker, who is head of the public services, or who is head of the public services team at Demos, and Sophia Parker, who is a Demos associate, and they're not related.
Thank you.
So that was a Demos podcast, and there will be more. Thanks very much for listening.